Sunscreen was popular. Did you ever hear that book? It was about all this advice you could give to high school grads, but the best advice the author felt was that we should just all wear sunscreen. Make sure that we protect ourselves. And then when you have kids, people love to give you advice also. There's all kinds of things people share with you when you have a child. How long you should let your child sleep. You should wake them up to feed them, or you shouldn't wake them up to feed them. You should feed them cereal, or you shouldn't feed them cereal. And all kinds of things with food, on and on. How you should dress them, how dirty you should let your kids get. And I know as kids get older, the advice and the other people's opinions don't stop. But don't panic. You only have to keep them alive for 18 years, then they're on their own, right? Our new mom over here is smiling. I think she knows it's true. So, but you can think about our grads. Their parents all kept them alive, all good. Many have gone before us. And then I thought about another stage in our life where people might give us advice, which was retirement. So I talked to some of our older members and heard some of the advice they had, and there wasn't really any bad advice for them. I mean, it seems like that's a pretty good time, but they talked about how you need to find a new yardstick to measure yourself by, that you should find a hobby you enjoy, but it shouldn't be golf because that'll just make you frustrated. I think a lot of people, when they retire, get to watch their grandkids or are expected to watch their grandkids, so that's another new stage in people's lives. But no matter what stage we go through, where we're at in life, it's important to have people whose advice we can trust. Whether it's parents or other family members, whether it's good friends, people that we know we can go to when we actually need or want their wisdom. Jesus had a great relationship with his heavenly Father that he exercised often through prayer, and he also had his disciples that were his partners in ministry with him. We can look to God. That is always one sound place that we can go for advice, no matter how many other people want to give us advice, good or bad. God and the Bible is always a good place to go. Talk to your church friends. Talk to Paul or I. We don't claim to have a lot of wisdom, but we're always here to try and share God's wisdom with you. In our reading from Proverbs, it talks about wisdom, the biblical wisdom. It says, does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? If you haven't ever read through the book of Proverbs, I encourage you to check that out in your devotions. It's a really interesting book with a lot of wisdom, and it talks often about wisdom, who's personified as a woman, often called Lady Wisdom. Later in the book of Proverbs, it talks about, while he had not yet made the earth and the fields, nor the first dust of the world, when he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed a circle on the face of the deep. Wisdom is a part of God. Like Aim Ruth talked about, God gives us that ability to learn and know things and grow. God's wisdom has been around since before the world began. It's not something that comes and goes. Our reading from Romans talks about the trials that we face. And as any person knows who's been around for a while, life throws us some curveballs. We go through things that we don't expect. But the Bible tells us that we can even sometimes rejoice in these problems. I think maybe a little later we rejoice in them after we've gotten the wisdom from them. But that God works through those trials we go through to show us his love and the hope that we have through Jesus Christ. And thanks be to God for that, that God is with us through those things and helps show us some of his wisdom. In our gospel reading, Jesus talks about the Spirit of truth that will be coming into the world to guide us into the truth, who will speak truth to us, not just what he hears, but he will speak God's truth to us. And that's what we celebrated last Sunday on Pentecost Sunday, when that Holy Spirit came down in tongues of fire and rested on the heads of the disciples and came like the rush of a mighty wind. And everybody could understand what everybody was saying, even though they were speaking different languages. I think we still need to pray for God's Spirit to come and enlighten us and to help us understand others in our world, because because that's certainly something that we need more of in this world that seems to be getting more and more divided. We need that spirit of truth to help us understand each other and to understand God. The word used for spirit in the Bible in this passage from John is parakletos, which does not mean parakeet. It means helper, or most literally translated, one who goes beside of, or one who walks alongside of. It means all these different things, and there you see it in the Greek word. The spirit is a mediator. It's a friend to walk alongside us throughout our whole lives. There are a lot of people who will walk beside us throughout our whole lifetime. Sometimes it's our friends. Sometimes it's family members. Sometimes it's classmates that we have gone through many years of school with or college. Sometimes it's coworkers who we've worked with a long time that we share life with. Sometimes, for some of us, it can be doctors who walk beside us through health problems. There will be a lot of wisdom that the people who walk with us through life have to share with us. And some of it will be very helpful and some of it won't. But the advice that we get from God is always sound advice. As I was thinking about the wisdom of the world versus the wisdom of God, I thought of some of the wisdom that we have heard that has changed. I'm sure a lot of you could add to this list. But I thought about babies, and I found this ad for giving babies 7-Up because, you know, it's pure. If I were to give a baby 7-Up, people would probably look at me funny now. And then I found this ad for cocaine toothache drops, right? Probably not such a good idea anymore. Definitely not doctor recommended. So I know things have changed a great deal over the years. And then I thought about what we eat, what's healthy and what's unhealthy. And remember when we were supposed to stay away from eggs because they were like the devil? But now we know eggs are very healthy for us, in moderation, of course. And even red wine. I know there's a lot of people who rejoiced at that a glass of red wine was healthy for you. And then there's my favorite, coffee, which we now know has a lot of antioxidants and can actually be good for your health. The wisdom of this world changes, but God's wisdom is always sound. It stands the test of time. Some of the wisdom God shares with us is in the Ten Commandments. And this reading from 1 John says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." It can be hard to sometimes follow God's wisdom and God's commandments for our lives, but it's actually wise, right? Our lives are made better if we don't lie, if we don't cheat or steal or kill. These are things that actually are good for us, and our lives are made better if we follow them. God talks a lot about loving each other, and that is a very wise thing, because as hard as it can be to love each other, this is our only hope in this world. Sometimes when I get frustrated with how things go in the world, I just kind of want to throw up my hands, but then I think about God, and I think about the church, and I think, what would we do if we didn't have this wisdom and direction from God to be loving of each other? Right along with loving comes forgiving, because this is important too. It takes wisdom, I think, to be able to forgive those who've hurt us. But again, it's something that's better for us and for them in the end. Also in Proverbs, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." The closer we are to God, the closer God is to us, if only because we're more aware that God is there. We're more aware of who God is and what God's direction for us on our path through life is. Deuteronomy says, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." I thought about Kennedy as I found this verse, and that God will always go before her in her life, that he will be with her, and I hope that she will cling to that, and that will help her to not be afraid. And I hope these words mean something for all of us in our lives, whether we're graduating or starting something new, or we're just going on with our same lives. God is always with us, and we don't have to be afraid of whatever might come our way. And finally, the Bible says, if you can read that, I'll read it. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. When we feel lost in life, we can always go to God, to pray to God for wisdom and for help, and God will give it to us because God is generous and loving for all his children. Let's take a moment, and I'll lead us in a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for your wisdom which guides us through our lives. We pray where we are lost or we feel like our way is cloudy, that you would guide us through, that you would be our light. We thank you for always hearing our prayers and for sharing your wisdom to us through your word and through your sacraments. We pray that you bless and guide Kennedy Ruth as she is baptized, and that you guide all of us in your wisdom and your love. Amen.